We've got a rain theme going on, because here comes the rain again. I'm Maggie Dawn. My fabulous producer is Brian Kelly, and my co-host and guest this hour, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics. Big announcement today from President Biden and Vice President Harris. They have negotiated drug price limits under Medicare. Those are going to take effect in 2026. Just a little footnote on that. If Donald Trump wins, when those price limits go into effect, he would totally take all the credit for it. And I'm talking about like things like Eliquis, all kinds of blood pressure medication, a whole gamut of very, very frequently used medications. I want to take a listen to just a couple of things from the big announcement today, and then like to ask you for your thoughts on this, Tom. Let's take the first two cuts you got, Brian.
Save lives, but here's the point. Our reforms not only save lives, but here's the point people don't talk enough about. It saves the taxpayers billions of dollars.
And Vice President Harris.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors. But not anymore.
Yeah, duh. This is one of those things that the first time I found out that the government couldn't negotiate over prices, prescription prices under Medicare, I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They've fixed that problem. They are negotiating for lower prices on behalf of taxpayers and senior citizens. This is a huge deal, is it not, Tom?
Oh, it's incredibly huge. And I think the real challenge, though, is if you go back to what capitalism is about, is capitalism needs a level of negotiation. It needs a level of competition. And when you don't have it and it's suddenly introduced, you're going to fight to keep it. As part of the today's story, I don't know if you know this, but most of the drug companies right now have lawsuits going on across the country to try to get favorable rulings, or at least a mixture of rulings, so it ends up back at the Supreme Court in some way, shape, or form. But they also have admitted to their shareholders that this is not going to impact their earnings moving forward. So, on one hand, it's like the end of the world. On the other hand, don't worry about it. We'll be fine, because they already know that drug prices need to come down. So they're already working on other things in the future to continue to bring profits to their shareholders, who I would say their shareholders matter a lot more than their customers.
Yeah, this is the fundamental tension in our healthcare system, right? And the link between these two topics, right? We were talking about the economy. We had talked about these massive Trump tax cuts for billionaires and the richest, most profitable corporations in America. What that's really about, you mentioned the deficit, right? The long game on all of that is the dismantling of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That is what all of that is about. Because if you shrink revenues and we have a significant amount of deficit,
yep.
And you fundamentally, as the Republican Party has, it's the one thing that's still consistent between Trump and prior conservatism, right, is less taxes, less taxes, less taxes. Eventually, you get to a tipping point, and whether you're talking about Ron Johnson, other senators, or Donald Trump himself, they have all gone on the record and said, yeah, I think Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid needs to be cut. They say different things about it, right?
Yes.
Reduction in benefits, increasing the retirement age. Ron Johnson uses this term of art that means every single year the program is zeroed out in the federal budget, and then you have to fight for every dollar to actually fund the program. That is what all that is about. You crush revenues. You refuse to tax the entities and the individuals that can best afford to pay tax, and you remove the social safety net. It's not even a social safety net. These are earned benefits. Your Social Security is an earned benefit. That's where all of this is leading. And so I think there's just such a stark contrast. You've got one guy talking about more cuts for the richest corporations and billionaires to basically wipe out Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. You have the other presidential candidate talking about negotiating prescription drug prices to help the middle class and our senior citizens. I mean, the difference could not be more stark.
And this is, but this is where we get down to true policy differences.
Yes.
And people, I think when they go to the voting booth, if they understand that this is exactly what this is about, you have to decide which one are you. Are you an oligarch or are you part of the rest of us who are just fighting for what's fair? Because this, I mean, negotiating drug prices, if you talk to somebody about this, like you said, Maggie, and said, should you be able to negotiate? People would say, of course you should. Why would not that, why would that not be a tenet for what we're trying to accomplish in making sure our senior citizens are taken care of? It's crazy that we've had to fight to get this far. But to me, this is great because it's one, you know, what we have 10 drugs. They want to introduce another 15. They want to do 20 a year after that. And soon it'll just be that's the way we do it.
Yes.
And all this nonsense will go away.
Which gets a big duh from me, right? Yes. Like, of course we should be doing this. CJ, you're back. Do you think it's a good thing that we are now negotiating drug prices in Medicare and Medicaid? CJ, are you there? It's me, Margaret. Ah, he calls back. I don't ask him the question he wants. He disappears. I know CJ thinks it's a good idea that we negotiate.
Everybody thinks it's a good
idea. Everybody does. It's totally nonpartisan, but only Joe got it done. The crowd ended that rally or that announcement by chanting, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I thought that was very emblematic of the moment that we're in. I will say it. Thank you, Joe Biden, for doing what works for the middle class. I look forward to the Harris administration continuing the trend of negotiating prescription drug prices. Thank you, Tom Paulswitz. He's going to be joining me every week going forward after the DNC. Super excited about that. We'll have some special fun lined up for those appearances as well. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. The Devil's Advocates Radio is next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. Take care, everybody.